ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ನಮಸ್ತುಭ್ಯಂ ವರದೇ ಕಾಮರೂಪಿಣೀ ವಿದ್ಯಾರಂಭಂ ಕರಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿರ್ಭವತು ಮೇ ಸದಾ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ. ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಸದ್ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಕರ್ಪೂರಗೌರಂ ಕರುಣಾವತಾರಂ ಸಂಸಾರಸಾರಂ ಭುಜಗೇಂದ್ರಹಾರಂ ಸದಾ ವಸಂತಂ ಹೃದಯಾರವಿಂದೇ ಭವಂ ಭವಾನಿ ಸಹಿತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಭವಂ ಭವಾನಿ ಸಹಿತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ. ತನ್ಮೇ ಮನಃ ಶಿವಸಂಕಲ್ಪಂ ಅಸ್ತು. ಮೇ ದೇರ್ ಬಿ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್? ಯಚ್ಚಾಗ್ರತೋ ದೂರಮುದೈತಿ. ವೆನ್ ಯು ವೇಕ್ ಅಪ್, ವೇರ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೋ? Far, far away. Not only does it go far away, it takes you far away, in distant places, isn't it? You left India and came where? Far away to America, isn't it? There's humming. So who brought you here? Your mind? Who else? There's humming. So not only does the mind go far away, it takes the body far away as well. There's still humming, please. So, dūramudaiti. It wakes up, first of all, and then udaiti means it wakes up. Jagrata udaiti. For the waking person, the mind wakes up. For the sleeping person, the mind sleeps. So when we say the person is awake, means what is awake? Mind is awake. When you say the person is sleeping, what is sleeping? Mind is sleeping. It's the mind only that's awake or asleep. You understand? Nothing else. And where does it sleep back, the mind? In the same place from where it got up. Now this is a very interesting Vedantic thing. A very wonderful thing for meditation. We saw yesterday though, mind has four aspects. Which are the four? Mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, right? So all the these thoughts, this is a book, this is a mic, this is all these thoughts depend on this I thought, right? Without the I thought, this thought cannot be there, right? Now the question is, from where does all this I thought come? From where the I thought? I thought is ahankara. So where does the I thought come from? So it says jagrataha udaiti. The waking person, what happens to him? The I thought comes out. And with the I thought, the mind comes out. Right? And then all of this, everything goes out. So what should you do? You can make your sleeping into a meditation. How can you make your sleeping into meditation? So, when you go to sleep, where does the mind go to sleep? This is what you have to think of. What? Where does the mind go off to sleep? Into what does the mind merge when it is sleeping? Where is it going? When you wake up, you should think what? From where is it coming out? The thought is coming out. So from where? Where was it all the time? Into what did it merge? From what did it wake up? See, the I thought can only arise from I. A little Vedanta thinking? Or you want it simple? No, you have to think. You have to tell me. Demand and supply. No demand because I'm just... What? Vedantic thoughts? Everyone ready? A little this? Okay. This is what? From this watch, can the I thought from me come into this watch? The I thought, when there is an I thought, an I thought can only arise from I. I want this concept to be understood. What? An I thought cannot arise from this. Is it clear? You say, this is a watch. From this watch, can the I thought, which is there in me, come out? So the I thought can come out from I. From where it can come out? Okay, go and read the book at home. Because what is, I'm not talking what is written in the book, right? So it's good to read the book at home because you won't understand better now, right? Now just focus on what I'm speaking, okay? So, from where will the I thought come? From I. Okay? The I thought comes from the pure self, the I. Right? And where will the I thought merge? It will merge again into I, the pure self. You understand? So this is the meditation that you do. When you sit for meditation, you meditate on what? Where is this thought coming from? Who is meditating? I am meditating. Who is the I that is meditating? I, again, you will get that. So where is this I coming from? First catch hold of the I. This I thought, I thought, I am meditating, I am thinking, I am not able to think, I am thinking rubbish. Doesn't matter, whatever it is, it just doesn't matter what the thought is. Will you remember? Unfortunately, in meditation, we try to bring good thoughts to the mind. That's not what you're supposed to do. Are you getting the point? Yes? It doesn't matter which thought comes. I am the witness of the thoughts. It doesn't matter if it's a stupid thought or an ugly thought or good thought. It doesn't matter at all, a jot. Are you understanding? So, who is thinking? I. Who is the I that's thinking? I. Who is this I from? Where is this I coming out? That's what you are supposed to focus. You understand? So there from which all the thoughts come out, into which all the thoughts merge. That is the pure self, that Atma, that's me, Satchidananda. You understand? That is what all meditation. So anyway, here the mind goes, and then it goes here and there. So what we say, the mind is going to be all over the place full day long. Bhagwan, may it start with a good intention. May it go to the right place. May it not go here and there where it should not. This is for the normal day, right? May it go to something which is nice and good. May it not think very horrible things because it will make me unhappy. Because where do you live your life? In your mind. You remember yesterday we talked? Where are you going to live your life? Mind. Every thought is in the mind, right? So therefore, it's okay. Now, we go to the next one. There's lots of interesting points, but anyway, we'll just take the next mantra. The second mantra. I will read it. You can repeat after me. Yena karmani apasomanishino yagne krunvanti vidatheshu dhiraha yada purvam yakshamanta prajanam tanme manaha Shiva Sankalpamastu. Now, there are some printing mistakes on this page. Yeah, for those who have your book, this is a really funny mistake. Yena Karmani, you just go to the word meaning. Apasaha, those who are enraged. Not enraged, they are engaged. So it's a really funny mistake. So, not enraged, but engaged. Okay. Then there's one more mistake. It goes on. Vidateshu. Knowledge of the procedure and obligations. Not obligations. Oblations. Okay. Put oblations, not obligations. Some. Yeah. And then go to the next page where the whole word meaning is there. There's one missing word over there, okay? May my mind, that mind which the wise men, well established in Karmakanda, remain engaged in various fire rituals, yajna, and also that which is worshipful and unique. Just put the word worshipful and unique. And worshipful and, that translation has got missed out. And lives in all beings, have auspicious thoughts or good intentions. Okay, right. Now, that by which it is said, that mind, dhiraha, wise people, apasaha, intelligent beings, karmani, manishinaha, again, intelligent beings, the different meanings, connotations I'll tell you, karmani yagne krunvanti, they perform noble actions. Now, the most beautiful thing, the most wonderful thing that Bhagavan ever did for a human being is gave us choice. Will you remember that? I tell you, thank God, we were given a choice. Now, when is a person given a choice? See, when a child is 1 year old and 2 year old, do you give a choice to the child? You want to eat, baby? You eat. You don't want to eat? Do you give a choice? You just feed the child, right or wrong? Why? His buddhi is not yet developed and therefore you don't give a choice. Got this point very clearly? Unfortunately, nowadays, we give choice to children when they are not really well equipped to make choices. For example, a two-year-old, you will ask, you want to eat this or you want to eat that? So when a child at 2 years, intelligence, discriminative powers have not yet developed, right? And therefore what happens? He makes the choices based on what? His likes and dislikes. Is it true or not? How will he make his choices? Based on? Likes and dislikes. So he will do what is called manmani. What will he do? Instead of doing buddhimani. You got the point? Manmani. Man mein aaya toh kiya, nahi aaya toh nahi kiya. Which is, at that age, that's all they can do. Which is understandable. Right? They can't, because that is the way the mind is. Now, what are we supposed to do in life, manmani or buddhimani? You got this clearly? We are supposed to do what? Buddhimani, not manmani. But 90% of us, all throughout our life, what do we do? Manmani. I don't want it, so I don't like it, I don't want, but that's it. So all our life it continues this way, instead of thinking of it, you know, the mind, the buddhi is the one that should make the decisions of our life. Do you agree with me? It's the one that should give direction to us. Are you understanding? And then what happens, a lot of times we make decisions instead of making it based on the buddhi, we make them on the what? Mind. And then we ourselves are in problem and we give everyone else a lot of problem. Are you understanding? We ourselves suffer and we make everyone else suffer because we become what is called sentimental. You understand? Emotions are very good. Emotions have power. But emotions are not the faculty given by God to make decisions of life. Will you all understand this? Yes or no? Yes. We rarely understand that. Especially women don't understand that. To have emotions is fantastic. That's the greatness of a woman. But to make decisions based on that and to want everyone to think that that is the right way to live is a big time problem. Agreed? Yes? And that's what most of us do. We make our decisions based on what? Emotions. So buddhi is the one. So buddhi will decide. Kartum shakyam, akartum shakyam. This is the choice given to human beings. What is the choice? We may do something, we may not do something, or we may do it otherwise. And that's the beauty. Bhagwan made human beings special. Okay? He made us very special. He did not give a choice to a dog or a cat or any other animal. He made us with choice. Many times people ask me, Swamiji, in this world there's so much of what going on? Terrorism and horrible things going on. Why did Bhagwan do that? Why can't he stop? Have you heard this thing? Have you felt this before? If there is a God, and I don't believe in God, because what's happening? Look at all these terrorist activities, all the rapes and the murders and so many other horrible, horrifying things happening. Why doesn't Bhagwan stop it? Right? He should stop or he shouldn't stop? Can he stop it? No, he can't stop it. He can stop it. He doesn't want to stop it. He wants it to go on. Bad guy. No. Because many times you don't understand these simple things, you know, and that's why we ask so many questions. Why, what, who, how? Right. Now, Bhagwan made a human being with choice. He says this particular model, species, is something which has got choice. And because we have a choice, we can make ourselves, we can mar ourselves. We can become divine beings or we can become diabolic. We can become monstrous. Are you understanding? This choice is there. If this choice was not there, now a dog remains like a dog all his life. You'll never have a divine dog. You'll never have a monstrous dog. Is it true or not? A dog will remain like a dog. A Doberman will act like a Doberman, right? A pug will act like a pug. An Alsatian will act like a Alsatian. Is it true or not? That's the way they are. You can't have divine dog now all of a sudden this become what? Dog? It will remain what it is, right? Whereas you and me, we have this choice. Because we have a choice, we can make ourselves divine. So Bhagwan said, I gave you this beautiful instrument, right? Make use of it. Now, if someone wants to destroy himself and destroy others with that, Bhagwan said, what can I do? I've made this instrument to be like that. I'm allowing that person. Now what we are saying, he should take it away from them. If you take away the choice from a human being, that's no more a human being. Is that understood? So he says, look, I made this model like that. This model is supposed to be like that. For example, this machine is supposed to do what it's supposed to do. It can't do differently. Why? It's made to what? Enhance the sound, right? This is the purpose of the machine, so that's what it can do. Now, if this machine, Novi says, why can't this machine do it different? Are you, this is meant for this. You got the point? Now, should he take out the choice from us? If he takes out the choice, you and I can't progress. Have you understood? So he's not going to take out the choice from us. And therefore, you will have people who become great, and you will have people who become what? He gave us intelligence. He gave us choice. He says, use now that choice, you make it into a wise choice. Have you understood now? That's on you. He gave us a choice of doing or not doing or doing it differently. You have a choice of coming. You have a choice of not coming. And you have a choice of coming here and going off to sleep. Isn't it? That's your choice. Now you say, no, what can I do? I can't do anything about it. The choice is still in your hands. Got it? So now, here it is said, yajna krunmanti. Wise people, what type of things they do? Noble actions, yajna karma they do. You get the point. What are yajna karmas? What are yajna karmas? Actions which, what? For the benefit of others. For the welfare of others. And in the welfare of others is our own welfare. Never forget that. If I do everything for everyone else, who will do for me? Are Rama, in that your welfare is included. Have you understood that? It's not that my welfare is different from other people's welfare. In the welfare of all, my welfare is also included. So therefore, here is said, okay, wise people, dhiraha yajna krunvanti. Okay. What do they do? ದೇ ಯಜ್ಞಕರ್ಮ ದೇ ಡು ಧೀರಾ ಯಜ್ಞ ಕೃಣ್ವಂತಿ. ಮನೀಷಿಣಃ ವೈಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ದೇ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಷನ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆಲ್. ಮನೀಷಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಎಸ್ ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು, ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೂಸಿಂಗ್. ದೆನ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಪವರ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಂಟಾಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯೂನಿಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟು ಯು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೀ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಷನ್. ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಸೌಂಡ್ ಅ ಗುಡ್ ವರ್ಡ್, ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್, ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಪವರ್ ಯು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್. Animals also have this power, but their power is a limited. For example, an animal smells the food and says, this I don't want to eat, this I want to eat. Isn't it true? It distinguishes what is this. Then the animal also knows that this is my master, this is not my master, this is a stranger. Don't they have this power of distinction? Of that power that is there in the... So that we have, they have. We also say, I want to wear this dress, I don't want to wear this there. I like this food, I don't like this food. These sort of simple things you and I also have as much as animals have. And if you and I use our distinction power, Vivek Shakti, only for this, then we are no better than animals. Have you understood that? Because they have the same power, we have the same power. Should I wear this or should I wear this? Should I eat this? Should I eat this? Should I... Those are simple, ordinary, very... this. But there are certain types of Vivek that only we as human beings can do, no other beings can do. For example, Dharma Adharma Vivek. What is righteous, what is unrighteous? Can the dog do that? Bolo. No, it doesn't have anything like righteous, unrighteous, yeah? Wrong and right. Do they have something like that? They don't have. At the most, they will know. The master, you know, gives them a something nice. You know, if you do that, ah. And then I hear someone training their dogs, no? Bad boy. So then the dog understands something wrong happened. He really doesn't know what is bad. But he knows if you say bad boy means you get some not very good things. So he does that. You understand. But they don't know. They don't understand what's good and bad, wrong and right, dharma, adharma. That's not there in them. Do the animals have this ability to decide what is the goal of life and all this stuff? Means and the goals? No, these are not the type of things that animals can do. So Viveka Shakti is our what? Who can do that? You and I can do that. So if you and I use this, then we become what? Dhiraha, wise. Mani, you know, said dhiraha. Then Manishi, who is a Manishi? See, few things. One is choice. The other thing, so they're making the right choice. Having the intelligence to make the right choice. Then another thing is the ability to what? Distinguish. In the right and wrong, good and bad, etc., etc. That's again something that you and I can do. So we should do in life. That's what we are meant to do. Unfortunately, what happens is we are never trained in all this stuff. Is it true or not? So how do we decide right and wrong? Sometimes just based on whatever I feel good. Isn't it true? And that's why there's so much confusion in the world. Everywhere, most of the time, especially young people, always, it depends, it depends. Are you're destroying yourself. What depend, depend? You know? Everything you say, is this right or something like that? No, it all depends. It all, are you, no, there is something called right, there is something called wrong. And how do you decide that? That which blesses me and blesses others is right. That which doesn't, is harmful for me and harmful for others is not right. And your conscience deep within you always tells you what's right and wrong. Is it true or not? You ask yourself this question deep enough, you'll get the answer. You'll get a proper answer of what's right and wrong. Yeah. You can't all the time say, no, no, it depends. We don't know. How can you decide? How can anyone else say nothing is ever this? And what happens? You happily destroy yourself or are permanently confused. You get the point. So therefore, here it is said that Manishi. Then the Manishi has the ability that's... See, the mind is lots of thoughts. But our own intellect has the ability to control that mind. Now, that is another characteristic. You never can have this sort of a quality in a dog. Can you have the dog controlling its own mind? No. The... Others will have to control that dog, right? The others say, don't bark. Okay, don't bark. I was told that over here, if the dog barks also, then you can sue that person. I said, wow, that is a bit too much. Wow, a poor dog is barking. No, you can't. You have to control the dog. You can't allow the dog to bark. So no one can do whatever they normally do. You know, the dog should not bark. So whatever, what I'm trying to say is the dog is controlled from an outside agent. Is it true or not? Now, you and I also should be able to control our mind within, or someone outside should control our mind. I'm actually telling most of us, our own mind goes haywire. We don't know how to control. I'll give an example. They have a cigarette packet. On every cigarette packet, what's written? Cigarette smoking is injurious to health. Isn't it true? And still, it's an outside break to your mind. And yet they don't listen to it. Is it true? Na? It's an outside control. Why? You know, your buddhi tells you, still you don't listen to it and you smoke. You get the point. So the mind has to be controlled from where? From within. Okay, this is my favorite story. This man was in the village. And he'd never been in a car before. So he came to the city. And his nephew had a car. This is Kakaji, come, we'll go for a car. So he sat in the car. And what happened? He was driving the car. The Kakaji is watching very happily what's happening, how did it work, etc., etc. And then the car skidded. And it dashed against a tree on the side of the road. It wasn't going at a high speed, very slowly, and therefore no one got injured. Anyway, this guy was shaken up, the young guy, but the Kakaji was unfazed. So he came out, both of them got out of the car, and this boy is asking the Kakaji, are you all right? I hope everything is fine. Kakaji said, yes, I'm absolutely fine. You know, for the last half an hour since we were driving, I saw you start the car. I saw you steer the car. I saw all of that. I was wondering how you would stop the car. Now I know. What are you supposed to do whenever you want to stop the car? Find a tree and... The brakes of the car should be inside the car or outside? If it is outside, it's called a what? You get the tree is called what? It's a brake. But where should it be? Should the brakes be outside the car? No, then it's called a accident. The brake should be inside. And who should be in command of the brakes? The driver. You get the point. So similarly, the brakes of our own mind should be where? Isn't it true? And you, who should be in command of that? And right now, the mind goes anywhere, anytime. Is it true or not? When it wants to do something, the mind says, I don't want to do it. Especially now, see, you know, when they grow a little old, then they give up only. They don't do anything about it. But when they are younger, they want to study. And the mind says, no. So what happens? You don't study. They say, no, come, you have to study. No. Does it happen or not? So no control, it goes there. No, but the mind says, come, your buddhi says, chalo, you have to study, you have a test. No. Isn't there a struggle every day morning when you wake up? Bolo. The buddhi says, wake up. Mind says, no, half an hour more, 5 minutes more. Is it true or not? There's a small little things. After some time, you just give up anyway. Isn't it true? And most of the time, we're doing all the things we're doing because of these external compulsions. Is it true or not? You wake up because you have to go to school, or you have to feed the children, or is it true or not? You're doing all those things outside the supposing there's no outside control of any type, no external duties as such, then what will you do? Are you getting the point? The mind will do whatever it wants to do with anything, you know? So it's only these external, that's what I'm trying to tell you, that these external things only are making us, driving us to everything. Inside, controls don't seem to work. They go here, there, everywhere. So here it is said, yena. That is why person who is apasvina. Apasvina, there's another meaning, very beautiful, dynamic. The mind is what? Extremely dynamic. Is it true or not? It can be so, my God. There are some people whose mind is so alert, so dynamic, so into things. And there are some completely, when we say he's laid back, what do you mean by laid back? Is the body laid back? Is the mind laid back? We say, no, he's a very laid back person. So, mind only is laid back. Hota hai, chalta hai, firta hai. Nothing gets done by these people. And I tell you, you know, many times people say, there are two types of laziness. Are you aware of that? Mamiji, don't make us feel bad. One is to be physically lazy and the other is to be mentally lazy. Will you remember that? Physical laziness is bad enough. Sharirasya maharipuhu, it is said. It's one of the biggest enemy of the body. What? Alasya is sharirasya maharipuhu. The biggest enemy of the body is laziness. This is a physical laziness. But there's also another laziness. Which laziness is it? Mental. And that is even more, worst effect. You say, Swamiji, what are you talking? We're not lazy in thinking. From morning to night, birth to death, we are only thinking. How can you say we are lazy in thinking? No, we are actually never doing thinking. We are thinking only happens in our life. We never do thinking. Will you remember that? Is it a fact or not? We are not doing thinking. Thinking only what? Happens. Sometime, anytime. And see, even now, see, right now, I'm making you think. How many people's mind is distracted? You're not thinking with me. Not everyone's trying. Someone is busy reading something, going there, you're there. There's so 100 things trying to cope up with this. So many things are happening right now. There's no discipline to bring it there, be there, focus there. It's not there. It just goes there, somewhere there, there. The mind sometimes will be in a protesting mood. Even as I'm talking. Some of you will be in a mood which is something else altogether is happening with this. Is it true or not? This is the way the mind is. It just doesn't have its own. Sometimes it's stubborn. It won't yield to it. So that's why, see, a lazy man is never a stubborn person. He's like alert, you know, dynamic, alert mind. That's what we need in life. You get it? So that's why the words, these are all important words. Apasvinaha, meaning a dynamic and an alert mind. That's first. Then manishini means what? A well-controlled mind. Second word. Then dhiraha, a discriminative mind. The one who has this ability to choose and to choose rightly based on buddhi, not on mind. And then some very lovely qualities of the mind are given. Then such mind, when it's engaged in noble action, success is definitely there. What is the characteristic of mind? Three beautiful words I use. Apurvam. What is the mind? Apurva. Apurva means what? Unique. The mind is what? Completely unique. Every one of us. Is our mind the same? Thank God. Many times, you know, people say, you know, when the husband and wife, they say, Swamiji, our minds don't meet. Our minds are not, you know, like each other. He thinks differently, she thinks differently. Arey Rama, if you all didn't think differently, Bhagwan would not have wasted two bodies. You would have had one body. You understand? Because there are two different types of mind, two different minds, that's why you've got two bodies. If two minds were the same, then Bhagwan, there's no waste in the universe. You understand? Bhagwan's creation, there's no waste. There would have been what? How many bodies? One body. Why make two bodies when the same mind is there? You have different minds, so you have different bodies, naturally. Swamiji, I don't ever understand what he thinks. I don't understand what she thinks. Naturally, because you've got a woman's body, this one's got a man's body. So the thinking also. Now imagine the dog's body. Do you think you think like a dog? I hope not. You don't think like a dog. A dog thinks like a dog. A cat thinks like a cat. Similarly, a man thinks like a man. A woman thinks like a woman. Are you understanding? Anything wrong with that? Agree to disagree. Agree that we don't think like each other. Doesn't mean make one superior, one inferior. It's just different. Is it okay? Yes. People don't understand this. I said, what is this? He doesn't think like this, or she doesn't. Of course she can't. She won't. You get it? Each one's mind is what? Different. Apurvam. Unique. Why? It's made up of a permutation and combination of the three gunas. Which are the three gunas? Sattva guna, raja guna, tamo guna. Each one has a very, very unique permutation combination of mind. Some people, when you do your brain testing and all that, brain mapping and all that stuff, you realize some people are very, very good with, you know, numbers. Number sense is great. And some people are completely numbers, they don't understand anything of them. Is it true or not? Some are very language oriented, some are visual oriented, some are action oriented, some are no orientation. That's their orientation. Differently, you know, different type of ability. Completely, each one is so, so unique in this, which is good, which is a wonderful thing to be. Apurvam. Okay. But the fact is there are many, many similar things in us, all of us as well. All of us have what? Desires. All of us want to be happy. Is it true or not? Common things. All of us want to be forgiven by everyone. Yes or no? All of us want everyone to accept us as we are. Is it true or not? Whether we accept others or not, we want what? Everyone to what? Accept us as we are. All of us want everyone to speak the truth to us, whether we speak the truth or not. So many, many things common with us. Yes. Common is there or not there? Yes. Different is there? Completely. So much differences, right? Is there any problem in differences? Yes. Is there problem in differences? Not really. If you accept that differences are part of life, is a fact of life, is the way things are. When we want everyone to think the same, act the same, look the same, be the same, problem comes. Are you understanding? Because we have, but for the sake of, what do you call it, social living together, certain things will have to become what? Common. For the sake of social harmony, and yet you can maintain your differences and have the common things. If we can only understand this much, things would be much, much easier. Is it true or not? Yad apurvam. Okay. Purva means before. Purva is before. Apurva is before. What? Purva. Purva paksha, uttara paksha. That also is said one that way. So apurva means before something. Before something. So every action that you do, the mind always does the thing before the body does it. Let me explain this to you. Before you got married, how many times you thought of marriage? Yes or no? You don't get married just like that. There's a lot of thinking that goes on before you get married. I wish the thinking was a little more... It's a very difficult type of thinking. You know, if you get the right type of thinking, then your marriage would be a little different. But our thinking is a little different. So therefore, we only think of it. And how many of you, after getting married, must have thought, I didn't think it would be like this. Is it true or not? Why didn't you think? You thought so much, and why didn't you think this also? Because you got enough examples to see all around. Is it something that is so unique that is never seen in the world, rarest of rare, no one gets married? No, you see, every second person is getting married, right? So therefore, you can't say you haven't seen. You can't say you haven't thought of it. Got the point? So therefore, but the mind is always there before. The action happens only after the mind has thought of it. Any smallest of action. Yesterday, remember, we were thinking about it. First comes what? Behind every action is the what? Desire. Remember, desire to be complete. So everything that happens first at the gross level happens first at the subtle level. You know, have you heard of Nostradamus predictions? Many times people, you know, they say, you know, I had a premonition that this was going to happen, or I thought of someone and that person came. Have you ever had all these things happening? Yes. And they feel, oh, I don't know what's, nothing big about it. The happening is very simple. Whatever happens at the gross level happens at a subtle level before it happens at the gross level. If you tune up to that, you'll know what's going to happen, and then it happens. Got it? No big rocket fuel science, okay? It's a simple thing. Whatever is going to happen at the gross level happens already at a subtle level. Already happens at a subtle level. And if you can tune yourself to that, you'll get it. What's going to happen? Okay? So that's why the mind always is what? Before the action. Okay? Yada purvam. Yaksham. Yaksham means the mind worshipful. The mind, with what do you worship? Worship is an attitude, right? Worship is an attitude. Pujya bhava. You remember we had done over here only. Puja. I explained the principles of puja. So I said, what is most important in the puja? The pujya bhava. Pujya bhava is the attitude of worship, the reverence in the mind. The reverence is where? In the mind. That reverence is expressed outside as puja. What we are going to be doing tomorrow is only an expression of the what? Reverence inside us. I hope this is very clear. So where is the reverence? Therefore, many times people do the puja, but without the reverence. Many times people do a lot of actions but without the bhava behind it. And then it doesn't, it's hollow, it's empty, it's not, isn't it? If you don't have that wonderful bhava behind it and then you do it, it's hollow. So what you do is, you do it again and again till what happens? Through the action, you start getting the bhava inside you. Okay? The bhava must come. There are some people when the bhava is so strong, whatever you do becomes what? Puja. Anything and everything becomes an act of worship. If you love someone, you revere someone, even giving a glass of water becomes an act of worship. Is it true or not? I remember always, you know, Pujya Gurudev, when he would be sitting and someone says, get me a glass of water, 10 people will run. And whoever brings them water, you should see that bhava with which they would bring the water. Years later, when they recollect and the person who doesn't understand, they'll say, what is this? No, when he was sitting there, I gave him a glass of water. And they'll talk of it as though, what? People who don't understand, they'll say, what is this? I gave a glass. So he says, tell us about your memories with Gurudev. So you think something, you know, like he touched my head and I got a flash or something. That's what you would expect. You know, those type of stories. And what happens? They come up with what? I gave him a glass of water, and he says, God. So what am I supposed to say? But for that person, what that giving a glass of water is what? Are you understanding? For you and me, it could be for someone else who didn't have the bow, for them, what is that? I gave a water there. So this is the thing. The mind has this feeling of reverence. Now, a mind that reveres something really great and, you know, worshipful, that mind itself becomes worshipful. You understand? When you revere something, you worship something really great and worshipful, the mind itself becomes what? Worshipful. The mind of such people. Now, how many of you have heard Pujya Guruji, Swami Tejamayananji? Most of you? Yeah. Now, when he talks of Bhagwan Ram, Ramayana. Have you seen him? how he melts, isn't it? His mind becomes so full of bhakti, yes, tears in his eyes, etc., etc. Isn't it? You have seen that, right? Now, when his heart is so full of this, what happens to the audience? Bhakti comes into your heart, and bhakti for Bhagwan and bhakti for him, both of them happen together, yes or no? You not only have great love and reverence for Bhagwan, but you also start having reverence for him, because he is taking you so close to Bhagwan. So that mind which reveres God becomes itself worshipful. Have you got it? Okay, let me explain it this way. Anyone who is in the seat of power, people around him also gain power because they are close to him. Is it true or no? Because they are in close this with him, he also becomes powerful for the simple reason because he's in the secretary. But, you know, this person said, you know, he's boasting with his friends, you know, "Are, I'm very close to Narendra Modi. I go to his house every day." Every day? Yeah, yeah. I see the bedroom mein mere ko bulata hai. So he says, "You really want to this? You don't believe me?" Okay, fine. Stand far off and then you watch through a binocular. Don't go very close, otherwise the, the security will catch you, and because if you the binocular means khalas, you had it. So go far away and you see you this. And that particular window which is this, na, you see. So he went in and they allowed him to get in. First of all, in India, it's very difficult to, no, this, you are the White House, all open and everything. Are you there in India, is all big. You can't have. So anyway, there you have this big, you know, security. So he was passed through the security and then he says, "In that window, I will wave from there." So he went and then after 15-20 minutes, from that window, he's waving. And after that, all of them, but everything chai free, this free. Why? Because he's... Someone found out. He said, "What do you do? How do you go?" So he says, "No, I am the one, the cleaning man. I am the one who cleans, you know, the place. I have that." So he can go straight up there and be there and clean. Are you getting the point? So whoever comes even closer, little close to that, it becomes what? Powerful. You're near a powerful source, you gain power, right? Similarly, you are close to one who is truly worshipful, you yourself become what? Worshipful. You're close to some who is truly powerful, you also become powerful. Bhagwan is omniscient, omnipotent. And if you become close to him, you also gain. Your mind also becomes of that nature. Is that understood? What a wonderful thing. So you go close to God and then your mind will naturally become of that type. When you come near fire, you know, a piece of wood kept into fire, what happens? It catches fire and it becomes fire. Is it true or not? It's only a wood, piece of wood. But yet, when it comes close to the fire, it becomes hot. When it's put in the fire, it catches fire, it becomes fire. Similarly, our mind, which goes closer and closer to God and merges with God, becomes divine. Have you got it? What a wonderful thing. So it is said here, yaksham. And where is this mind? Antaha prajana. Where is it? Inside. Inside who? Prajanam. All living beings. When you say prajanam, doesn't mean only human beings. Other beings also have a mind. Is it true or not? Everyone has a mind. So many. Monkey has a monkey mind. Donkey has a donkey mind. All those minds. So Bhagwan is in every mind. Not just human minds. Okay? Antaprajanam. He is in all the minds. And Tanme Mana. Oh Bhagwan. That mind which is there in all beings. May there be auspicious thoughts in me. You know, that's the... Okay. We'll do some other mantras. Let's see. Yat prajnanam uta cheto dhrutischa यज्योतिरंतर अमृतं प्रजासु यस्मान्नर्हते किंचन कर्म क्रियते तन्मे मनः शिवसंकल्पमस्तु. There is one again typo mistake over here. In the Sanskrit verse itself, you have kincha and na, second line, third word. So the kincha and na, they're not two separate words, put them together. There's a gap between the kincha and na. It's kincha na. Kincha na is one word. Then go to the word meaning, kincha and na karma. It's not like that. Kincha na means any, and karma means action. Take out the na from that and take out the no from there. Kinchana means any. Karma means action. Okay? Got it? Right. Yat prajnanam. Paramatma is, this mind is what? Prajnana. I'll explain. Chetaha. Chetaha. Alive. Dhritihi, these are beautiful qualities of the mind. Dhriti, patience, fortitude, forbearance, dhairya. Jyotihi antara, is the light within, is the one that illumines our path in life, is the one that shows us a direction in life. It enlightens us as we go along the life's journey. Amrutam, it is what? Immortal. Prajasu, in all living beings. Yasman. Na rite kinchana karma kriyate. Without which no action is possible. Oh, that mind, may there be auspicious thoughts. Okay, now, some few nice words. Let's just think about it. One is Amrutam. This mind is immortal. What do you mean by immortal? Can you have the thought? Is a thought immortal? Is any thought immortal? Yes? No? For how long does it stay in your mind? Does it die? Does a thought really die? Does any thought die? Where does it go? It's not in your mind for sure. It stays where? Do all thoughts stay in the memory? Do you remember every thought you've had? Can you remember every thought you've had? Do thoughts die? Dissolves into what? Every thought? No. Remember this example I gave you of the total mind? Mm-hmm. And the ocean? And then all the waves? So imagine that the total waves are there. I mean the ocean is there and different this. So similarly, in this particular place, this particular place, what happens? A thought wave arises. And then what happens to that thought wave? Then what happens? So in this particular place, naturally, when in the ocean, in this place, many thoughts arise or not?
Yes.
And then they go back into the... That's why no idea is ever lost. Are you understanding? No idea is ever lost. Many times you will find the same idea or the same thing created in different parts of the world at the same time. Have you noticed that? Whoever publishes it, it's attributed to that person. But many times it happens, the person may have probably discovered it earlier, but it never got published, and therefore he was not given the what? Credit for innovating or in creating that particular. Is it true or not? You must have heard of this sort of stories. Yeah. So at any given moment of time in the world, in different parts, the same idea is happening. Any given moment of time, you thought of something new, somewhere, sometime, someone is thinking of the same thing, in the same this, in a different context, in a different place, through a different mind. Are you understanding? It's all happening in the totality. So thoughts in that way don't die. Okay, the other thing. In your own mind, there are a continuous flow of thoughts, right? Continuous. So there are two types of nitya. Nitya means eternal. One is an eternal which never changes, and one is that eternity which always changes. Let me explain this to you. Gangaji is a perennial flow of water. The flow of Gangaji never stops. It's not like one of these other rivers which stops in summer, there's no water. In winter, there's water. No such thing. It's water all through the year, right? Continuous water. So are you seeing the same water every minute? You're seeing a different water. But do you see water? Yes. 6 months later, when you sit in the banks of the river, are you seeing the same water? No. You're not seeing the same water. But are you seeing water? Yes. Water is always there, even though it's not the same water. Is it okay? Similarly, mind is what? Continuous thoughts are there. That thought is gone. It's not there again anymore. The next thought has come, but thought is always there. Is that understood? That's why it's called immortal. It never dies. Thoughts are always there. They just don't. Unless you are a yogi and with your power of this chitta vritti nirodha, you can stop all thoughts. Otherwise, in the deep sleep state, they are only becoming into a dormant state. That's all. And not through your own powers. Isn't it true? It's just that tamoguna overpowers the mind and it goes off. You get it? It's not that you willed it and said, okay, fine, no more thought. Have you done that? No. It keeps coming. And in fact, at a subtler level, even in the deep sleep state, there is a subtle thought. It's called nidra vritti. When you study Patanjali Yoga Sutra, they tell you that in the deep sleep state also, it's not that the thoughts have ceased. It's that nidra vritti is there. The no thought, no experience thought continuously flows. And that's why when you wake up, you say, what? I woke up. Continuous thought of nidra vritti is there. So you're asleep. Are you understanding? So thoughts are there or not all the time? Yes, all the time they are there. So it's immortal. The mind is immortal, never dies. Some thought or the other is always there in it. That's the way the instrument is made. All you can do is what? What? Three things. It's like a river. So you want to use the water of the river. The water of the river, otherwise the river water just goes away into the ocean, you can't use it. So what do? You build a dam. Today I went to a place where they had built a dam. And that's how they made a lake, a huge lake, and they could do so many things in that lake. The reason why they could do that is there was a river which they have dammed. You understand? Now the water is available. Now what can you do? You can redirect the water wherever you want to. Put the water here, there, everywhere. Yeah? With the dam available, with the water available, you can skate on it, you can do this, you can do that. So many other things you can do, right? Redirect the water, control the flow. When it goes further, what do? You control the flow. You don't allow all the water to go. Otherwise, there's a flood, there's a problem. Got it? Similarly, here what happens? The mind is there. Flow of thoughts is there. What should you do? Dam the water. How do you dam it? Flow of thoughts. That's why they say three yogas, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga. Through karma yoga, what do? Purify the mind. Bhakti yoga, again, love and all that, you direct it somewhere. Jnana yoga, give it a nice. So all these different paths are by which this mind can be utilized for better purposes. Got it? But the mind is what? Immortal. It will keep on flowing. Keep on. There's no end to it. Eternal. It's called pravaha nityatvam. What is it called? Eternal flow of thoughts. Pravaha. Then it is said here, dhruti, hare, this is another thing. In life, this is one quality that we need very much. And what is that? Patience, tolerance, fortitude, the ability to hold on till you reach the goal. Most of us, what happens? See, there are two, you know, there in the Gita also many times, two beautiful qualities of the mind are talked about. One is utsaha and the other is patience. Utsaha means what? Enthusiasm, and the other is patience. Now, interestingly, when you are young, what do you have? Utsaha. And when you're old, what do you have? When you are young, you are very impatient. Enthusiastic but impatient. And when you are old, what? Very patient but. And that's why neither of them can really attain the goal. You got the point. If you want to attain a goal, what should you have? What? Enthusiasm, endless enthusiasm. You couldn't do it, okay, fine. You're always ready, chalo, let's, you know, that mind should always be ready to do. Sometimes I see even young minds completely what? Dull, no enthusiasm, come on. And sometimes it's cool to show that there is no enthusiasm, especially teenage. You ask them anything, you want to do something? Oh, it's okay, aray, what okay? Whatever, huh? Like, if you tell them, whatever. Are corona, let's do that. Whatever. It goes with the shrug. It's got to go, you know, that particular type of shrug. Whatever. So no enthusiasm. The characteristic of young age is what? Endless enthusiasm. Endless enthusiasm. They are enthusiastic only about certain things. Certain things. You know, to try out new things. See, what happens is, we are only adventurous in trying out few. We are really not adventurous in trying out a lot of things. I'm telling you, we say our children are very enthusiastic, they want to do. So you tell them, okay, you have to do, you know, sort of some adventure sports or adventure, that they want to try out. Adventure in food, adventure in clothes, adventure, that. But if you say adventure, come on, okay, try out. Experiment with your mind. Be adventurous in that. That you don't want to try. You get the point. You have to be adventurous about everything in life. Everything. What is being adventure? Trying out the unknown. Trying out the this. And use yourselves. That's why we always say, you know, adventure should not become dussahas. Dussahas means what? Misadventure. You know, that spirit of, okay, let me try drugs, let me try this, so that, and then you get destroyed. Don't do all these type of things. Misadventure is not a great thing. Where you should do, that's why they always said, what should you have? Shubha sahas, not what? Dussahas. We must have enthusiasm, we must have endless enthusiasm, but backed with that endless enthusiasm must be what? True and gritting patience. What is patience? What is dhruti? It's a very interesting thing. It is the ability to hold on till you reach a goal. What? Ability to hold on. Hold on the mind, the senses, the body, till you reach a goal. Supposing you're doing mountain climbing. When you started, you know, how many of you have been to Vaishno Devi? So when you're climbing in, then it's tough. Then after some time you, or when any mountain you're climbing, after some time you feel, oh my God, I can't do it, you know. And then, you know, over there on Vaishno Devi, people, you know, they enthuse you. Have you seen that? Are idhar hi hai, just go a little bit, you'll reach there, come on, come on. So you say, okay, fine, it's just close by, okay, fine. Jai Mata Di, Jai Mata Di. Oh, there you are. You start walking again. Then you say, I can't take a step more. I really am exhausted. Then they say, "Arey, aap kya karte hai? Kuch nahi hota. Aap thode hi chale jao, bas pahunch jaye." Then what happened? Jai Mata Di. You go on. So when your body, and then all of a sudden you see the peak. Then what happens? Till that time, you haven't seen the peak. So you feel, oh, now where is it coming? When is it coming? And then you actually see the peak. What happens? Your body is exhausted, everything. But from within you, something is there which comes up at that time and it makes you reach till the top. That is called dhruti. Have you understood that? That ability in your mind, not just for something physical, even for something, you grit your teeth and grow through it. Hold on. Till you reach. And I tell you, most of us don't have this. And if you don't have that, there's no question of what's happening nowadays is everyone's getting very impatient. We want the result. Have you seen? You open your computer, you press the button, start, and that 1 minute that it takes for it to start, what happens? And then they tell me, Swamiji, your computer is very slow. Why? Because all my icons, everything is on the desktop. You shouldn't do like that, you know, you're just not so. I said, it takes 1 minute. What's 1 minute? No, it's very slow, Swamiji. Either they say, trash the computer. I said, are re, kya hai, bichari itna acha hai. Isn't it true? How impatient we get, little. For anything and everything, we are impatient. In the car also, as we are going, you know, and then that person in front of us, a little time takes extra. From the back, bang. Are 1 second, re. Maybe an old person is there before you. It takes little time for them to. Isn't it? See, many times we don't have patience. Like, let's say in the talk also you have. You have to have, there'll be nice, beautiful points coming up. You have to have patience. All of a sudden, every time you can't have, oh, what happened? What happened? What did I get? Even in the relationship, what did I get out of it? But every minute if you keep asking, what did I get out of it? You get nothing out of it. Got this or not? You have to have patience. You have to learn something from nature, from things like that. You need to have what? Patience. Haven't you seen people? They sit for hours trying to get one shot of a lion or a tiger. Days together in one cramped position just to get one shot of the tiger. How much patience? Hota hai ki nahi? That's how you get your results. For some people, we are patient in some things or with some people. In some cases, but not everywhere with everyone, isn't it? We become very impatient with certain people, certain ways, certain things, very impatient. Or during, you know, this, like for example, till we have our exams and all, oh, study. The minute the exam is over, bus. The mind is completely off control. Is it true or not? Till that time, somehow or the other, you know, I want to do this. No, I'm going to study. And the minute the exam is over, you feel that now, then if someone says, okay, now apply yourself. No, mind is on vacation. Isn't it? So what's required? Patience. Patience is very important for any success, any time. It doesn't come just like that. And if a success has come just like that, it'll go just like that also. Remember that. It's not going to come and it's not going to stay like that. For anything in achievement in life, if you think that first day you start something and everything is going to happen, no, it never happens. You have to grit your teeth and what? Go through so many in relations. Your children, to raise your children, how much patience did you need or not? Bolo. All of a sudden, they say, chalo, run. Run, they won't run. They hardly turn. When they turn, what happens? You enjoy that. How beautiful it turned. You didn't say, are, 3 mahina ho gaya, dodta hi nahi hai. You get into so much of patience and all. With everything. How much patience you need in life. Daily and day in and day out. Very, very important quality. What? Dhrutihi, that's why it's said here. Prajnanam, wisdom, chetaha. Chetaha means life actually, you know. Dhrutischa. Yad jyotihi. What is this? Jyoti means the light within. It will guide you all your life. The mind is such a beautiful, it's your best friend in life. You don't need outside friends. You really, if you can make your mind. Let me explain. This is a very beautiful point. If you get it, wonderful. You don't get it, Ram Ram. Makes no difference. Life will go on anyway. No. Supposing I have friendliness in my heart. Okay? What? I have friendliness in my heart. Then, someone comes in front of me. What will happen? That person becomes my friend. That person goes away. What happens? Does my friendliness go away? Friend has gone, friendliness is with me. Got this very important point? What? Friend has gone, friendliness is in me. Next person comes in, what happens? Friendliness is still there. He becomes my friend. Then what happens? Supposing that person goes away, Ram Ram, I'm still... Are you getting the point? A friendly person is never without a friend. Whereas what happens to us, we only have friends, not friendliness. And therefore when the friend goes away, the friendliness goes with the friend. Got the point? That's the difference. That's the quality of the mind. So if the mind is endowed with all these beautiful qualities, then what happens? The outside. Otherwise, we only are dependent on the outside. If the mind is joyful, what will happen? Then the object is there. This is very good. Wonderful. I take joy from that. That joy goes, that object goes away. Still, the joy is in my heart. Isn't it a beautiful point? I hope you remember this point. But what is more important? To have friendliness here, to have joy here, to have all these beautiful loving qualities here rather than there. If you have it here, it will happen. Things will happen around you. Beautiful. If I have peace within me, what will happen? It's with me. It's not going away. Got the point? So what we have to do is make our mind like that. Not depending on, if this one thing happens, then my mind will become peaceful. If this happens, it will become joyful. If this one comes, I'll have friend. You understand? If that is what's going to happen, what will happen? I'm totally dependent on. And when that goes away, I'm empty. I'm without everything. What an important thing it is. Okay, when the person is friendly to you and all, you feel miss also. That's okay. It doesn't matter. But you still have so many other things. Same thing. If I have, my heart is full of love, I'll always find something to love. And when no one is there, I'll love the trees and the plants and the flowers, right? You don't have to love only persons, right? But if I am without love, what will happen? Someone who's loving, Will you remember that? That's why it said your mind should become very important. Antah Jyoti, it's the light within you. It's the most beautiful thing that you have within you, right here. Who is the closest to you in your life? Not people, believe me. Who is there with you 24 hours? Your mind, have you understood? 24 hours you have your mind with you. No one can be with you 24 hours, agreed? No one. And if they are 24 hours, you'll get sick of them. Isn't it true? You don't want them to be 20. But your mind is with you. And if you make that mind beautiful, you'll be very happy. Isn't it true? If your mind is not beautiful, even the most beautiful people around you will not make you happy. If your mind is, you know, always stressed. There are some people always worried, stressed, strained, so many complex things happening. It's all gadbad inside. It's confusions, contradictions, conflicts. So many things are happening inside. And then however great the situation outside, their mind is never happy, isn't it? What is the use? So therefore here it is said, what? It is the light within you. It's the most beautiful thing that Bhagwan has given to us. It can be your best friend. It could become your worst enemy also. It's the most important part of your life. There are some beautiful verses which we will just read now because our time is not there. Ye nedam bhutam bhuvanam bhavishyat parikruhitam amrutena sarvam yena yajnyastayate सप्तहोता तन्मे मनः शिवसंकल्पमस्तु. That by which the past, the present and the future is grasped by us. Sarvam, yena yajnyas, that because of which all the yajnyas are performed saptahotaha with the seven type of different priests. Tanme manaha, with that mind, may there be auspicious thoughts in that mind. Yasmin richaha, samaya jugumshi. यस्मिन् प्रतिष्ठिता रथनाभावि वाराः यस्मिंश्चित्तं सर्वमोतं प्रजानां तन्मे मनः शिवसंकल्पमस्तु. दैट इन विच ऑल द मंत्रस ऑफ द वेदास आर centered, just like the spokes are centered in a wheel. That which is what? Otam prajana, which pervades all living beings, that manaha, that mind, may there be auspicious thoughts. See, when I don't explain and just say like that, you don't understand much, right? It's only when we start talking, you know, about it then. Susharathi rashvaniva yan manushyan ने नीयते अभिशुभिर वाजिन इव हृत्प्रतिष्ठं यद यद अजिरं जविष्ठं तन्मे मनः शिवसंकल्पमस्तु. सुशारथी इव, जस्ट एज अ सारथी मीन्स द चैरियटियर. How it guides and drives, like a driver who drives a car, the mind also drives the human being to a right path. Rit pratishtam, where is the mind? Right within us. Ajiram, it never gets old. You get old, but the mind never gets old. Javishtam, wow, very fast is it. That mind which never gets old, which is always so fast and swift, Tanme manaha shiva sankalpam astu. One last thought I will give you, a beautiful thought. Very, very interesting. Saying this, Tanme manaha shiva sankalpam astu, can also be shivasya sankalpa me astu. What? Shivasya sankalpam me astu. Means what? May God's will be with me. May God's will. Not right now what is happening, it's all my will, isn't it? Sankalpa, whose sankalpa? May sankalpa. My sankalpa, my sankalpa, my sankalpa. And we are saying, make my sankalpa auspicious, make my sankalpa auspicious. He says, no, 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 don't worry about that. Make Shiva's sankalpa my sankalpa. Meaning, make his will my will. Exactly what Jesus said, thine will be done, not my, not my. You know, no? These are the famous words of Jesus Christ. What did he say? Thy will be. Aapka hoga. Your will become my will. I have no will and wish of my own. Your. This is exactly what Arjuna said in the end of the Bhagavad Gita. What did he say? Karishye vachanam tava. I shall do what you wish. Till that time he was saying what? I won't fight. His will. Now what did he say? Your will, whatever is your will come my will. Now imagine if your will can merge with the total will, then the total will act through you. That's exactly what happens to great saints and sages. They have no will and wish of their own. The total mind acts through them. They become an instrument in God's hands. Have you understood that? Great saints like Pujya Gurudev and all, whose birth centenary we are going to celebrate tomorrow, they are of those type. They have merged their what? Individuality completely in God. And then what happens? That body becomes what? What? The total, and therefore the power is amazing. Their mind power, everything. For them, one thought comes, it becomes the truth. Why? Because it's not their thought. It's whose thought? is the total mind working through them. They have no such thing, you know. The total mind functions through these great souls. And what they can do, actually, they are the ones that guide the destination of the world. Many times you have seen, I don't know how many of you are aware, especially India, because of the great saints and sages that are there even today. Believe me, they are doing their own thing. I tell you, if these great saints and sages were not there in this world, even now, life would have been 100,000 times worse for all human beings, including all of us. It's because of them it rains, believe me, not because of us. All the good things are happening because of their will. They are working day and night, so to speak, for the welfare of mankind. So tanme manaha, what? Shivasya sankalpam me astu. May that will of that totality act through us. I don't know how many of you have had the fortune of meeting great, great saints like that. Puja Gurudev and so many other saints have been there. Don't ever think India had one or two saints. It had, we're a land of saints, hundreds of saints. Great, great souls, unbelievable. If you read the stories, life stories of saints, you will understand what caliber of, you know, that's one thing which we can be truly, completely, absolutely proud of. That type of quality of minds is something which is in abundance found in India. Divine souls, divine minds, of powers incomprehensible to any one of us. How many of you have read books of great saints? Their powers are like, sometimes when you read, you can't even believe such things can happen. I was just hearing about one. I'm just giving you one small little incident, okay? Let me talk about Gurudev only. Why talk of someone else? And it's no big deal for them, huh? Gurudev, see, what you and I would call chamatkar. That's what we think of it as only as what? As chamatkar means what? Magic sounds too sell. Miracles, yeah. Miracle is a better word, not magic. In Siddhabadi, we were having a Vishnu Sahasranama Archana. There's an open. That present hall was not there. It was just an open thing. So Gurudev said, let's have it in the open. When people started making preparation, because a lot of preparations, you know, hundreds of people were there. And when we were making the preparations, and Siddhabadi climate is very unpredictable, we saw rain. So we said, if it's going to rain outside, it's going to be this. You can't do it. The rains are so heavy over there. So someone went and told Gurudev that, I think it's going to rain, so shall we do it in the hall? He says, no. How can so many people fit in the hall? Do it in the open. Now, when Gurudev said do it in the open, means you do it in the open, full stop. So everyone started making the preference. Still everyone is scared because they are looking, you know. It's raining, you know. Anyway, the puja was starting at 6 o'clock. Everyone sat down. We had the puja. It went on for 2 hours. 8 o'clock, the puja was over. Then Gurudev said, okay, everyone take the... No, it was a little early, I think. And take the flowers and everything and go to the river and offer them. So everyone went there. And then said, okay, let's have a dance. So everyone started dancing and singing bhajans. So all this was going on at 9 o'clock. I think it was dinner time. No, at 7 o'clock it got over. 8 o'clock was dinner time. And Gurudev said, everyone run to the dining hall. And those who didn't run were completely soaked. It was raining. It poured whole night. Now, it's impossible. Because it's raining on this side, it's raining here, it's raining here. Only this part where we are doing the puja, in the ashram, the whole ashram, not a drop. Everywhere around it's raining. So I talked to Gurudev some other time and I said, Gurudev, look, you say you don't perform miracles. I saw one. Because we try to catch him, you know. So he says, you say I don't perform miracles, but I saw one. It's not possible. It's not logical. It's raining there, it's raining here, it's raining here, and it's not raining in the ashram 2 solid hours. And then you say, everyone, run. and they don't run, that's the end of them. They are soaked completely. How did this happen? You have to tell me. You say you don't perform miracles. I saw one. You know how he says? They don't take it on themselves. He said, look, I told Hanumanji, we have a huge idol of Hanumanji over there. Have you seen that? 30 feet idol. So he says, I told Hanuman, these people will never sit for puja. One day they are sitting for puja. So tell your father. Hanumanji's father? Who? Pavan Putra. So Pavan. You tell your father to keep the wind away from this place. So the rain comes through the clouds and the wind. So just keep it all away. So let them finish it. Then. So he did it, not me. Are you understanding? Now he said what? Who did it? He won't say I did it or anything. His will, Shivasya Sankalpameyas. You understand what I'm saying? This is, I'm giving a small little example. The hundreds of great saints like that. The will of the Lord acts through them. Yeah? So for them, so-called things for us which are impossible or miracles, for them it's nothing. They don't even think it's anything. It just happens. Tanme manaha Shiva Sankalpam Astu. Okay, with this prayer we end. Time is up. And tomorrow we'll have this most beautiful celebration of Puja Gurudev. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.